Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the night is warm with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. It's a peaceful end to the day, perfect for a quiet evening outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel strikes Gaza as kite threat returns to southern border, according to Ynet, 4 hours ago. Also, the IDF and Shin Bet destroyed weapons depots in Shati and Deir al-Balah. Israel Hayom reported 2 hours ago. Also this hour, Israel gives the Board of Peace 3 days to halt kite launches from Gaza, as reported by I-24 News in the past hour. Separately, Syria and Israel are moving to defuse tensions after the recent airbase bombing, Axios reported 28 hours ago. And finally, today marks Ukrainian Independence Day amidst ongoing regional tensions. Reaction has been swift on social media. Rachel Moisel, an international commentator, wrote just minutes ago about her disappointment with the U.S.'s stance on Ukraine's situation. Yoni Mikaney, a security analyst, expressed concerns 23 minutes ago about explosive-laden kites endangering children near the border. Ambassador Yechiel Leiter posted 24 minutes ago, warning that Hamas remains committed to their aggressive intentions against Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza. Earlier today, Israel targeted Hamas sites in Shati in response to kites carrying incendiary devices reaching Israeli communities. This echoes past attacks where incendiary balloons caused significant damage. Israel has made it clear that such actions must cease to avoid further escalation. The impact on local residents remains a concern as tensions persist. Turning to the destruction of weapons depots, the IDF and Shin Bet conducted precise operations earlier today, targeting Hamas's storage facilities in Shati and Deir al-Balah. This action aims to weaken Hamas's military capabilities. However, it underscores the ongoing volatility in the region, affecting civilian safety and stability. Meanwhile, Israel has issued a stern warning to the Board of Peace regarding kite launches from Gaza. I-24 News reports that Israel has given them 3 days to stop these activities or face renewed military responses. This ultimatum highlights the growing impatience and the potential for further conflict if the situation doesn't improve. Separately, as reported by Axios, Syria and Israel are taking steps to ease tensions following an airbase bombing. Syria condemned the strike, while Israel stood by its actions. This development is crucial in the broader context of regional diplomacy and security, impacting future engagements between the two nations. Turning to business and markets. First, draft evaders in Israel will no longer receive daycare subsidies, even if they are employed, as reported by Ynet Business an hour ago. This policy change affects families where the father is defined as an IDF deserter. Separately, Luxembourg has blocked Israel bonds in the EU, a move reported by Globes 2 hours ago. This poses an embarrassing setback for Israel, with implications for its financial strategies in Europe. And finally, Kitek reported 24 hours ago that the U.S. is intensifying efforts to close Iran's financial escape routes. This includes targeting Tehran's shadow oil networks and alternative currency systems. The outcome of these measures could significantly influence regional economic dynamics. For the latest. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.